The annual World Economic Forum in Davos has always been a place where the world's biggest ideas collide, like a high-stakes chess game where the pieces are global economies and the rules are still being written. This year, it was the crypto versus traditional finance showdown.
Exactly. The clash between Brian Armstrong of Coinbase and Jamie Dimon of JP Morgan wasn't just about numbers or headlines. It was a battle over the soul of finance itself.
Their fight centered on the FIT 21 bill, this proposed U.S. legislation trying to bring clarity to crypto regulation. For many in the crypto world, it felt like a lifeline, finally, a chance to play by the rules without being shut out of the system entirely.
But then Coinbase pulled out, and suddenly the whole conversation shifted. Armstrong's decision to abandon the bill wasn't just a corporate move. It was a signal that the industry is willing to walk away from a deal if the terms don't feel fair.
It's wild how this one decision sparked so much drama. Dimon and his allies see it as a betrayal of stability, while Coinbase and its supporters argue it's a necessary step to protect consumers from a system that's been rushed into without safeguards.
The core of the conflict is simple. Traditional finance wants crypto treated like stocks, with all the rules and oversight that come with it. They're scared of the risks, market crashes, fraud, instability.
But crypto natives are fighting back. They say if you force crypto into the same old frameworks, you'll stifle innovation. You'll drive talent and capital overseas, and the U.S. will lose its edge in the fintech revolution.
That's a huge gamble. If the U.S. doesn't get this right, it risks becoming a regulatory laggard. The whole point of FIT 21 was to set the stage for a new era, where crypto can grow without being buried under outdated rules.
But here's the catch. Coinbase's withdrawal shows how fragile this balance is. If the industry feels the rules are too harsh, it might just walk away. And that's not a threat, it's a warning.
The stakes are higher than just a few billion dollars. This isn't just about profits, it's about shaping the future of money itself. If the U.S. gets it wrong, the world might look to Europe or Asia for the rules instead.
And that's what's so scary. The fight over FIT 21 isn't just a debate, it's a referendum on whether the U.S. can adapt to a world where decentralized systems and traditional institutions are no longer at odds.
The real question isn't just how to regulate crypto. It's whether the U.S. is ready to let go of the old playbook and embrace a new financial order, one where innovation and oversight can coexist.
If they can't find that balance, the next Davos might not be about the future of finance at all. It might just be about who gets left behind.